It's nice to be here. It's been about 4.5 years since I've been in Austin making political speeches. The last time I was here, I was one of the original members of Governor Dean's Democracy for America. I was a Dean Dozen member. And I was here, we were in the back there, and I was making a speech exhorting people to help me out. I'm Richard Morrison, and in 2004 I ran against the man that was probably the most reviled politician in the state, Tom DeLake. And when I took him on, people said, "Morrison, you're wasting your time. Don't bother. You can't win. Just don't worry about it." Well, I worked hard. I raised almost $1 million for a first-time candidate, and I got more votes against Tom DeLay and did better percentage-wise than anyone had ever done at that point. And what that did was that showed the people in Washington, D.C. that, hey, maybe this guy, we got this guy Morrison out there who doesn't know what he's doing, and he did so good, maybe if we bring in some real artillery, we can knock DeLay out. And so less than 2 years later, the heat got turned on so high against Tom that he retired, and now he lives in Virginia. So that's a good thing. I ran in 2008 for county commissioner in Fort Bend County. And much like the same thing that the talking heads and the pundits are telling John now and the Democrats, they told me, "You can't win in that district, Morrison. It's a 43% Democratic district. There's no way you're going to win. The Republicans get, you know, 57% of that vote without even showing up." And I said, "Well, okay, we'll see." And when the dust had cleared, I had got, I won by 800 votes. So instead of just having one Democratic County Commissioner in Fort Bend County, now we got two. And in 2010, we're going to have us a county judge, too. You can put that in the bank. Now, you might ask yourself, why is Morrison from Fort Bend County all the way up here in Austin introducing his friend John Sharp? Let me tell you. I was told very early on that if you want friends in politics, you better get a dog. And I didn't really understand what that meant early on, but I certainly understand now. When I ran in 2004, it was very difficult for me as a no-name challenger to get help from anybody. There were very few people that were in John's position that helped me. And John was one of those people. I called, he took my call. He made calls for me, and he helped me raise money. And for that alone, I'm here introducing my friend John Sharp. But I also asked the same thing for his opponent, the other Democrat in this race. And not only would he not return my calls, I had to beg him to just let me get a picture with him. And then he made me promise that I couldn't use that picture anywhere on my website or anywhere else. So in the midst of my race against Tom DeLay, I've got one man who's helping me raise money, which of course is the lifeblood of any campaign, and I got another very popular elected official that wouldn't give me the time of day. And so when John asked me to come here and introduce him, I said, I'd be glad to do that, John. And I'm backing John because in Texas, we do need people that can win in a Republican state. Because we're not quite a Democratic state yet. But John is that person. He used to be the senator in my Senate District 18. And so I have a lot of my precincts, especially in the rural areas of Fort Bend County, they still remember the Sharp name. And my friend Jim Sharp, who's now a Court of Appeals attorney in Houston, and he won in 2008. Just because his name is Sharp, he gets about 2 to 3% more in every box in those rural districts. I swear that's true. And so John's name alone in my portion of the state is worth some votes. And I'm here to introduce my good friend and the next senator of Texas, Mr. John Sharp.